Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. And before we do that, I want to remind you that if you're still looking for some amazing gifts this holiday season, we're getting really close as we roll into the holidays. Next week's Thanksgiving. Total Wine & More is one of my favorite places to shop for friends and family with so many great bottles to choose from. I found gifts for everyone on my list, including a Cabernet for my sister and a great single-barrel bourbon for my dad. And if you're just kind of wondering and need some help, their friendly guides will give you the advice you need. Dave at My Total Wine recommended those gifts for my dad and my sister. And with the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly, B21. All right, let's get the good of the day.
All right, good of the day. It's going to go to Charlie Woods. You've heard of him, right?
I almost was going to put a no Charlie Woods rule on this show, but go ahead.
You can do it afterwards.
All right.
You know, we'll have a no Charlie Woods day next Thursday and Friday. How about that?
Okay.
But Charlie Woods now has a title that his dad was never able to win.
Which was?
The state championship.
So Tiger Woods never won a state high school golf championship?
He never won a state high school golf championship.
Is there a reason behind that that is explainable?
Yeah, his school didn't. I don't think the state of California really had one, or his school didn't participate in any.
The state of California in the mid-90s didn't have a golf team. Didn't have golf as a school sport?
They had golf as a school sport, but I do not believe they had a state championship.
Oh, okay. So they didn't allow that's a big state to have everybody come and play a golf tournament.
Yeah.
So maybe he won regionally, like in LA.
He won the PGA amateur when he was still in high school when he was 16.
I want to focus on the team sport aspect of his school. Did he ever win the LA championship?
I don't know.
Southern California championship?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Because I want to put this in context. If Tiger couldn't win that, then we're not really talking about something. It's not apples to apples, right? That would be like saying, I don't want to get him an example because it's too complex. But if Tiger couldn't win a state title because of something out of his control, that's different than saying my dad tried to do this and his team didn't do this, but I did. Right?
Right.
So that would, it would be like, well, Bobby Jones never won the Memphis Open. Well, maybe there wasn't a Memphis Open for him to win.
Very true.
Right? Very true. But, we talk about Charlie Woods a lot. I'm done being impressed with Charlie Woods.
Are you now?
I'm done. Oh, wait. I've been way past this.
Now you just want to see. Is it more like a put up or shut up thing?
No, because I really don't care about Charlie Woods' career. Like, it's fine. Okay. He's a kid. He's good at golf. But he's supposed to be good at golf. If you're he's set up to have the best setup of any golfer in the history of the world.
True.
So I'm not going to be like, wow, Charlie Woods is good at golf. He has access to his father. He has access to the best coaches in the world. His house is a practice facility. He can go in his backyard with brand new Titleist Pro V1s or whatever the ball his father plays. I think his father plays Bridgestone. He can go out there and chip for 3 or 4 hours on a green that is the equivalent of a PGA Tour level green, not just chipping in the backyard.
And then
Bunkers, he's got full shots, he's got simulators. Every club that he's ever held in his hand has been dialed in perfectly for him. And he's got access to the Medalist Club, plus a bunch of other courses, top-end quality courses. Like, he can show up at the Medalist Club and play without anybody being around him. He doesn't have to get a tee time or any of that nonsense. So he is, as a youth, he's had the best setup of any golfer in the world. And we're like, wow, Charlie Woods is, of course he's good at golf.
Well,
he's not nine.
As a freshman, right, he is on his varsity team, but he finished fourth out of the five members of his team, finishing 26th in the tournament overall.
That's something his dad probably would not have done.
So he does have a bit of an uphill climb.
yeah.
as a freshman. Yeah, because when his dad was 15, the only thing he did was win the U.S. Pro Junior Amateur Tournament.
Well, this is another problem that I'm seeing with the coverage of Charlie Woods, which is like
wanting the second coming.
They want the second coming. So that's the other problem, is that really it's unfair to him because his father is the unicorn above unicorns when it comes to this sport.
Yeah, Charlie gonna burn out and just be like, Dad, I don't want to golf anymore.
I saw a tweet by Golf Digest that said Charlie Woods shot a bogey-free 68 at Nota Begay's golf tournament, and then somebody put down, yeah, he finished 14 shots off the lead when he didn't even win it. And I'm like, I didn't even bother to check to see if that was accurate, but no one was fighting that claim. And they're like, yeah, no, he's not. He didn't even win it. Like we're talking about how great his round is, and we're not even talking about the other kids because they're not Tiger Woods' kid. Like, I don't know who these young kids are. They're not Tiger Woods' kid. Tiger Woods' kid is going to get the publicity when he does something good at golf. But like, why are we blown away that Charlie Woods is good at this? Why? I don't understand. I mean, look. When I was young and I got into golf and I really loved playing, I loved playing. And I went to, there was a warehouse, an abandoned warehouse in our town, but it had a big field, right? And I would go and hit golf balls into this field and I would go pick them up. And then I got to a point where I was showing up to school early and I would hit golf balls before school and I would walk them off to get yardage because I would hit into the soccer field. And they had to tell me to stop, but I didn't care because I was wrecking the area. But I was really into it. You know what I was hitting? I was hitting practice balls, like balls I found in the woods at the golf courses near my town, like old, crappy, anything I could hit. Charlie Woods is hitting brand new, state-of-the-art golf balls. Like everything he has is... I had a mixed match golf set. Like I had some clubs were this, some clubs were that, just various clubs. Tiger's given his kid not only the best clubs, but they're dialed in perfectly to his kid's swing. From youth up, as he got older, they got extended a little bit more, angled a little bit better. So I think he's a great golfer. He's a good golfer, but I'm not blown away that he's good. But this
is kind
of cool.
Are you more like, call me when he wins the Masters?
Yeah, you know, when he makes a PGA Tour, that'll be awesome. You know, that'll be great. It'll be a good story. And he probably will, because he's, again, he'll have access to it. But here's the other thing, too, is that Charlie Woods is going to get a lot of sponsor exemptions.
Probably,
he's in. Like, if you're a tournament and you can get Dad there.
Well, see, that was the thing with this state title tournament, too. I mean, I don't think many non-parents were walking around, but Tiger was just amongst the people walking the tournament with everyone.
How cool is that?
If you're a dad at an opposing school, do you make sure to clear your calendar? I mean, of course you want to clear it for your son. But you also like, man, you know what? I hope he's kind of paired up with Charlie.
Yeah, I know.
It'd just be kind of fun just to walk around, you know, say, hey, so, what's going on, Tiger? What's up?
Tiger, huh? You know, these kids, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so much better, you know, so much better today than it was in our day, wasn't it, Tiger?
Would you even know what to say?
I wouldn't know what to say.
You know,
if my kid was paired up with Charlie Woods, I wouldn't know what to say. If I was standing next to Tiger Woods and we were watching our kids play golf, I'd be like, hey, man. You look familiar. Just kidding. I know you are. You know, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, it's,
I literally wouldn't know what to do. We have nothing in common.
I know. I mean, you sit there like trying to find some like. I was in a car accident once.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. I ran off the road. That sucked.
I remember when I was a teenager. I got in an accident. I didn't break my leg or anything. And, you know,
yeah.
I didn't need to be airlifted, but you know, hey.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, what do you talk about?
Because you don't have anything in your life that compares to what he's gone through.
I liked a Perkins waitress once.
Exactly.
I didn't get her number, but, you know, they're kind of cute, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you say to the greatest golfer that ever, if you're just, you and your kids, your kids are playing again, you know, in a tournament together? Like, it's nothing.
Because you can't bring up golf game, right?
No.
It's like, oh, man, you know, the other day I shot a, you know, number. And, it was tough. Tiger would be like, oh, where'd you play?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the one that's flat, there are no hills anywhere, very few bunkers.
Cost $12 for all exactly. You can play after 2 o'clock. Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. You know that course? That course kind of reminds me of St. Andrews.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I've heard about that one. Yeah.
Is that St. Andrews a fun course to play on? I mean, you're going to ask stupid questions, right?
That's what I would do. It's like, is Pebble Beach as beautiful as this is on TV? Yep.
Yeah.
Is Augusta National as awesome? Yep. St. Andrews? Yep. Okay, because I'm never going to be playing those.
Yeah.
But I just live vicariously through you and our conversation about our kids.
I did see somewhere that somebody remarked that playing TPC Sawgrass and, you know, playing the island, what was it called? The Island Green?
17, yeah.
Yeah, and they were saying that it cost them $1,000 to do it.
Oh, jeez. $1,000?
But he said that, you know, it was like, and here's why it was totally worth it.
Oh, that's good.
It was just, you know, all this list of stuff, but it was like $1,000 package that he had.
Yeah. Could be like, golf coaches, man, they're expensive, aren't they?
Probably. I mean, Tiger. I mean, walking that course, Tiger's probably left alone.
Yeah, probably. Probably. You're right. All right, we'll get the bad and the dumb coming up next. Jason Cole will join us, talk NFL, especially after last night's game and the injury to Joe Burrow as we continue.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we are continuing the good, the bad, and the dumb. We just did the good, Charlie Woods winning a golf tournament. No, with a big part of a team that won a golf tournament in Florida.
And state championship.
State championship. Good job. Well done, Charlie Woods, freshman at whatever private school he's going to in South Florida.
I have the name of the school. You ready?
Which is, yeah, go ahead.
The Benjamin School.
Oh, okay. When it's the something, it's usually pretty prestigious.
But I also thought the Benjamin, I immediately went like, oh, Benjamins, okay.
Yeah, Benjamins. Yeah exactly.
But it's singular. Okay. It's the Benjamin School.
That's right. All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, I'm giving it to people on social media.
Okay, that's an easy one to do.
It's a very, very easy one to do. I almost feel like this is low-hanging fruit, but I'm feeling bad for Kirby Smart.
Okay.
Because Kirby Smart was... asked a question yesterday. I thought the way it sounds, I'm going to play it for you here. It sounds like he answered it correctly, but social media is kind of raking him over the coals for this.
Yeah, I saw that Dolly Parton is going to be attending this game. One, are you aware of who Dolly Parton is? And two, when you have so many extracurriculars around this game, especially with what happened last year, how do you go about as a coach sort of blocking that out and getting your team to just focus on being, as you said, the best version of yourself?
Do know who Dolly Parton is. I got parents that watched the Grand Ole Opry. Was not aware she was going to attend the game. We focus on us every week. It has nothing to do with last year's game. And every time we play Tennessee, it's a big game. They're a good program, and we're a good program, and the two are going to match up. So, as far as our focus on it, our players respect the hell out of Tennessee. They know how hard it is to play them. We'll be focused.
Now, where he's getting skewered is this, yeah. Tony, is because people are saying, oh, you know what? You don't downplay Dolly Parton.
So what he basically said was, I know who Dolly Parton is because my parents watched
the
Grand Ole Opry.
And he didn't expand on it. And then he goes, I didn't know she was going to be in Tennessee, you know, at the game.
Yeah.
Which is, that's not football
that's,
guy.
But that's not, you know, that's not unusual. She's not at every Tennessee
right.
game. Like, it's like, it's news that she's at this game.
Yeah, I mean, you would know, because you're...
Well, when they announced it, it was kind of a big deal. Like,
yeah.
So it's not like once... She's not like Jack Nicholson.
She's not at every game.
On the sideline of the Lakers games.
She's not on the 50 at every game, Tony.
Yeah, she doesn't have, like... You know, she's not there all the time. So, you know, but I guess that's...
And I think people are listening to it. It's like, oh, he only knows Dolly because his parents watched the Grand Ole Opry. It's like, well, he just didn't expand it. I'm sure he knows who Dolly Parton is. He may not be a fan of her music, but it doesn't mean he doesn't know who she is.
Yeah, let's not go overboard with, again, the football guy meme people.
Yeah.
Like, he knows who she is. He may not listen to her songs.
Right.
He may not buy her records. But she's sort of that celebrity that transcends a lot.
Right. If asked,
you would know who it is.
If he was asked properly, you know, what would you say of Dolly Parton? He probably would sit there and go, well, you know, she's the queen of country music.
Yeah, she's.
You know, I mean, he may come out and say, I don't know many of her songs. I'm sure if you play them, I've heard that one. Type of thing. But yeah, I can't get on him. I understand if it's coming from Tennessee fans. Sure. You know, yeah, if you're a volunteer, go ahead and you can do whatever. Like, you can need any fuel you want to get mad at Kirby Smart.
It feels like you can't, if you're a football coach, you get this all the time. Like,
right.
You want to just concentrate on the answer about your team and whatnot. And people throw these pop culture things at you. And then it sounds like you're just oblivious to everything. And the only thing you care about is I know I told that story about Will Muschamp in Star Wars. It's like, you don't have to be football guy.
Exactly.
Like,
But I'm not feeling Kirby was here.
I don't think he was. I think people just want to believe it. Why? Because he couldn't. Was he supposed to recite her top 10 greatest hits? Was he supposed to sing Islands in the Stream or Jolene?
Yeah, I think he was supposed to break out in song.
You know what he's talking about?
Or you know, maybe it's because I watched the video. Maybe they were expecting him to smile when talking about Dolly.
Right.
But you have to understand that this was about a 20-minute press conference. This question came in at about minute 16, where prior to that, he's answering one football question after another. People are nitpicking about his team. What about this player? What about this sequence? What about this? What about that? What about playing Tennessee? You know, da, da, da. And so, I mean, you get all these football questions, and at the very, you know, towards the tail end, where he's probably getting tired, somebody goes, hey, Dolly Parton's going to be there. What do you think?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I feel that it's unfair to say, oh, this guy, you know, he's downplaying Dolly Parton. And I saw one, it was like, oh, just wait. You don't want to do that to Tennessee. Tennessee will use this as billboard material that you're downplaying Dolly Parton being there. It's like, I don't think they will.
No, they won't. Those kids on the team aren't Dolly Parton fans.
Yeah.
She's not the queen of England. Like,
but
she's,
everyone,
know, she's really awesome, but like, for if you're 18, 19 years old playing at the University of Tennessee, you're not fighting for Dolly Parton's
no.
honor.
But you have heard of her.
Of course.
I guarantee, like, everyone here, everyone listening has heard of Dolly Parton. I don't think there's a soul alive that's like, oh, Dolly who?
Yeah. Again, you don't have to know her work.
Right.
You just know who she is. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, and it's aptly dumb of the day. Because WWE superstar Becky Lynch, never heard of her.
Yeah.
She made history last night, Tony.
She did.
You ready for this? She became the first person in Jeopardy history to not answer a single question correctly.
She was 0-for on the Jeopardy?
0-for all of them.
And this I'm assuming it was
Celebrity Jeopardy, so it's even a dumbed down version of Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Not, you know, she was going up against Macaulay Culkin and Rachel Dratch, you know, from Saturday Night Live. She was -2500, I believe, heading into Final Jeopardy. They said, you know, we're going to spot you 500 because you're at Celebrity Jeopardy.
Sure.
Points really don't matter. We want you to be a part of Final Jeopardy. She missed that one as well.
So I have a question. Now, when you do a celebrity anything, Wheel of Fortune, whatever, Jeopardy, you're kind of looking at celebrities that sort of will attract an audience, right? You're like, we're doing Celebrity Jeopardy.
Right.
We're going to try. But isn't there like a weaning out process where we go, we've got a list of, let's make sure they're good at this.
Make sure they're smart.
Yeah, like we don't want to embarrass anybody or anything. I used to say the toughest game show for celebrities was $25,000 Pyramid,
yeah,
or $100,000 Pyramid. Because Match Game, they could be silly and dumb and silly, and nobody cared. It was about the celebrities having fun. But when Martha from Waterloo, Iowa, is across from you, and Dick Clark is going, it's for $100,000. Are you ready, Soupy Sales? And Soupy Sales is like, I guess. And Martha from Iowa is like, it's life-changing money.
Yeah.
It's send my kids to college money. And the first thing that pops up is things that are red. And Soupy Sales goes, a red fire truck. And they go, beep, boop. And then they go, that's it. You're done. We're done. That's it. You're going to play for a couple $100. That's it. We're done.
Or it's the other way around where it's things that are red. And he just, you know, fire truck, stop sign. And he can't get it.
Right.
Right. And then Dick Clark comes over, leans in, and says, what about Apple?
How about an Apple?
Oh, things are red.
Yeah.
Oh,
and Soupy Sales looks like an idiot because he couldn't come up with a red item. But when they make a mistake, they feel like they almost want to go to their agent and go, cut this woman a check.
Yep.
Like, I'm sorry. I blew that. We got to the top of the pyramid, and I said a word I wasn't supposed to say, and that woman lost $100,000 because I messed up.
See, that one always, I always thought that one was worse. When it was $25,000, and if you didn't get that, what, you, it was still like $500?
Well, they would count them up, and then go, blah, 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 blah. And then they go, you got $850.
Right, or when it was like, when it was $500, you know, still it was like, oh, you got $2,500. It was like, okay, well, I didn't get $5,000, but I got $1,500. I'm fine. But it was like, you got $1,500 out of a possible $100,000?
No, but again.
That was it, hurt.
But it yeah, because it was the celebrity that screwed up.
Like, yes.
If the celebrity said something on Pyramid where it broke the rule, you didn't get that square. You didn't get that box. That box was flipped over. And so the celebrity was 100% at fault for you missing $25,000. If the celebrity is given clues and you don't get it, okay, that's part of the game. But if the celebrity is not supposed to say the word red and then says the word red, they just go boop, boop, and that's it. That's it. The game's over. The game's over. And the celebrity gets to promote that they're going to be, you know, performing, you know, like, you know, performing live at the Las Vegas Hilton. And or they have a television show on CBS. But Martha from Waterloo, Iowa was like, you know, I would have gotten things that were red, Soupy. If you had said fire truck and stop sign, I wouldn't have said blue. And now I don't have $100,000 for my kid for to go to college. So he's going to be not educated, and we're going to be poor for the rest of our lives. Thanks, Soupy Sales, or Nipsey Russell, or whoever. Thanks. That's the problem with Pyramid. That's the way it was. But I do feel bad for Becky Lynch because not getting a question on Jeopardy. Maybe that is really
not
the dumb
one.
Of the day.
Yes.
Not getting one. All right. Jason Cole is going to join us. We'll talk some NFL next. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.